You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
By the way, the top feature of the Jort Report today was the story about John Jortsbergen, who pushed an old lady out of the way.
Terrible.
To take a home run ball away from her. I'm actually watching it, and it is horrific. This guy comes out of the right side wearing jorts, literally shoves this woman out of the way, takes the ball, doesn't even look back at her, doesn't even give her a second glance. It is awful.
It is awful. That's awful. I don't
need
to
see it. You get jorts a bad name when you do things like that.
It really does. And Gibbs, after I heard that story, I let everyone know that I'd be getting a fire pit for Memorial Day weekend. We're going to have some friends over and enjoy the outdoors, and I may burn my shorts.
What? No! That's drastic measures. You can't let the actions of one dictate what you do.
I also have a sad state. This is a stat. You can mark this as a check for jorts. The H&M website right now, it's been brought to my attention, currently has 26 styles of men's jorts available for purchase.
Awesome.
Now, in some of the pictures, they have these guys who look kind of ridiculous wearing tank tops with no shirts under them and jorts. There are some horrific looks on here.
All you got to do is add some Crocs, and we are money.
It is just out of control. Out of control.
It's awesome.
Aloysius Stonehammer says, I hear you talking about jorts and jerseys with no undershirt, but what about no shirt and back hair? That's unsavory.
Yeah.
Yes, that's just as bad.
Yeah. You gotta manicure that.
Unsavory. All right, fact or fiction, Gibbs.
All right.
Fact or fiction.
Within 2 years, the point after will cease to exist in the National Football League.
I think it's fiction. Maybe 5 years. So just a little bit longer than that two-year period. And then if they don't get rid of it altogether, I could see one of those super futuristic ideas that we threw out yesterday. You know, 1 point from the 10, 2 point from the 20, 3 from the 30, whatever it might be. But an opportunity to continue to keep it interesting and continue to evolve and create a new age of football.
Fiction. PAT will be here forever.
Fact or fiction?
Man, a few words. Johnny Manziel will start at some point.
A lot of time.
Exactly. Johnny Manziel will start at some point this season for the Cleveland Browns.
That is a fact. And if you asked me, will another day, how many games will he start? Johnny Manziel will start 8 games for the Cleveland Browns this upcoming season.
I'm going fact he will start, and I'm going 10 games plus.
Woo!
Holy moly. Wow.
Fact or fiction?
That's a topic for tomorrow. I've got a few topics for tomorrow. Is the kid in studio tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
I've got some good ones for him. Tom Brady's suspension will be reduced or flat out dropped after his appeal is heard by the commish.
I think it is fiction. I think he's there at minimum, it will be 2 games. I think it was a little outlandish to be 4. Everyone knows at this point it'll probably be reduced in some way, shape, or form down to 2, which is still a detriment to the Patriots as a football
team. So then you're saying fact.
Exactly. Yes.
Fact. It will be reduced. 2 games.
It will be reduced. Okay.
There you go. Fact or fiction.
The San Diego Chargers will leave their home city to play in the City of Angels.
I think that is a fact.
As
unfortunate as it is.
Does that make you sad?
Yeah, it does. It really does. Just because, you know, all the great people and the surrounding cities and the support system, you know, down there in a small little pocket of Southern California has supported that franchise for the past 31 years. And just reading the article on Pro Football Talk, Dean Spanos, he's going to do everything he can working with the city. But like a lot of cities in California, the funding, just not what it used to be.
How often would you guys go to Tijuana?
I've been in Tijuana twice. Both of them while I was not married or dating my wife.
I went as a young person, and it was pretty freaky.
I was that guy. While the friends that I went with and teammates that I went with were enjoying Tijuana for what Tijuana is known for, I was skirmish to eat the food. I was checking my wallet probably every 3 strides. And more so than anything, I was a babysitter for the other guys to not get arrested and be in a Mexican jail.
So you're a little nervous.
Very nervous.
You're a little nervous.
Very much so.
I've done a couple bar crawls across the border.
What's so funny?
Where?
Brownsville, Texas.
What's so funny about Tijuana, though, issues. Is you go an hour in, you know, to like Baja California, that Baja Mexico area down there, and the fishing down there is beautiful.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's great, but you just gotta, you've got Tijuana's right there on the border. You can literally see it from southern San Diego, and you can see that big Mexican flag. But if you get past Tijuana, Mexico gets very pretty and
you
enjoyable.
End up at the bottom of Baja California. It's exactly. Cabo San Lucas.
Yeah, but that's Cabo. Extremely far.
Hello.
Yeah, but it's fun.
Good times there.
Yep, I've been.
Fact or fiction?
We got 1 minute left. The Cavs will sweep the Atlanta Hawks.
I think it's fiction. I do think it's going to be 5 games. I think Atlanta's going to steal one. It might be tomorrow, even though it's hard to say tomorrow. I'm going to say 5 just because Atlanta has had done enough in the regular season to win 60-plus basketball games to deserve the number one seed, and you don't eke your way into the Eastern Conference Finals and not win a game and get swept.
I think they're going to win a game. I think with Kyrie as banged up as he clearly is, I think that they're going to at least get one game. But this could be a 5-game series, at most 6. Gibbs, what do you think about J.R. Smith's performance yesterday?
Thank God, because no one else really showed up.
Oh, I also want to point this out to you, Gibbs, that you didn't know about. So we had, you know, Matt Williamson on earlier.
Yes.
And I asked him, I said, well, you know, when you consider their strategy in acquiring these compensatory picks, we went through that whole thing, and he was like, oh. He's like, that's a really great point. I wish we had thought about that. We would have bumped him up half a grade.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No.
That's like
Play
breaking news. I'm going to put that in the promo for the weekend.
Play it back.
I'm gonna include that in the pro. We got some fantastic show promos.
Nathan's patting himself on the back right now as we speak, like double handed,
like the wrestler Barry Horowitz from back in the day, or as the great Tully Blanchard would say, "I don't want to toot my own horn, but toot toot
toot toot
toot toot." Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. It's been a pleasure. We've discussed jorts, as one listener pointed out to me right now. Great show today, says Dan Faber. You talked about jorts, you talked about back knee and mullets all in one. Oh, God, a picture right now. Peyton Manning in jorts has Ooh. Just made.
Win.
Upon further review, those might be brown. That might be blue khaki. We'll have to check it out. Maybe we'll decide that. We'll discuss that further. I'm going to favorite it. We'll discuss it further in the next Jort Report. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys, for the Jorter, Jason Gibbs, and the great Matt Wilhelm. I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Toot toot.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.